Kids 未高到 Sunday School， 小朋友可以去主日學。
Let us bow our head, let us pray.
讓我們同心祈禱。
Lord, send your Holy Spirit and touch our heart.
上主啊，差派你的聖靈觸摸我們的內心。
Open our eyes that we may see your glory.
開我們的眼，讓我們看見你的榮耀。
Today, just speak to us.
對我們講說話。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶穌名祈求。阿門。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
彼得前書第二章的第九節。
You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praise of God of Him who called you out of darkness into His Wonderful light.
彼得前书第二章的第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
May I greet you all as a community of faith in Toronto, worshiping the Almighty God.And each week,
作为信仰的群体，在多伦多这个地方，我们一同敬拜，我们每一个主日一同的崇拜，我向你们问安。
Under the leadership of your priests and the council members, you have developed from just a handful of members until now of around 100 faithful.
在牧者的带领底下，在堂议会的成员的领导当中，我们由只有几个的成员，到现在我们主日崇拜里面大约有100多人。
Your faithful ministry and your strong witness in Christian living have marked you out as a community of Jesus.
你们的忠心和在人当中的见证，令到你们人家看见这个基督的榜样。
I have been with you for a few years.
我时常都有机会来到你们的当中。
I observe your steady growth in number and in spiritual maturity. It is just a joyful sight.
每一次见到你们在人数里面都有稳定的增加，更加重要的在灵里面都有成熟，每一次都叫我好快乐。
And I also observe God has been in great favor to you.
我亦都深深体会到上帝是很恩悦你们。
Because this is a church that God has put his hand on and desire to use you to show His glory.
因为这个教会有上帝的手在当中，也都上帝愿意使用我们每一个去彰显他的荣美。
You will be used by God to draw others into this community to enjoy the fellowship and the blessing of God.
上帝要使用你去吸引其他的人来到这个地方，去享受主对我们的祝福。
I have chosen this text today for two very simple purposes.
这个早上我拣选的这段的圣经，原因是有两个很简单 的原因。
First,
第一，
I want to pay tribute to those who have been faithful, toiling and laboring in this church in the past.
我想为到弟兄姊妹当中一直以来的忠心摆上的去感谢。
God looked at you from heaven, he smiled and said to you, Well done, my faithful servant, your reward is in heaven.
上帝在天上垂顾对你微笑，跟你说你是良善又忠心的仆人。在天国里面有为你所预备的奖赏。
Second,
第二，
I want to encourage all of you who have joined this church to continue to obey Jesus' command to reach out to those who have not yet known Jesus by your gracious and loving living.
我願意呼召所有的弟兄姊妹，當你加入去這個教會的時間，繼續透過你們的生命、你們的行為、你那個恩慈的態度、那個生活的方式去吸引人。
Because of your life in Jesus, they will find Jesus.
因為你在主耶穌基督裡面有生命，所以人家可以透過你找到耶穌。
So they will become what the scripture say, number added into the living church.
所以人可以經歷到上帝的人數加在他永生的教會裡面。
And the Bible talk about every day, new people were attracted to the church and added into that church.
早期的教会、新约的教会，上帝将人数天天加给他们。
Now my text today is taken from the first letter of the Apostle Peter to the early Christian scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia。
这个早上我和大家看的圣经是彼得写给众教会散落在本都、加拉太、加百多加、亚西亚、比亚尼寄居的人。
In his letter to the Christian of his day, Peter said a lot more other things about how Christian must live and behave in life.
在这一封书信的里面，使徒彼得特别提到基督徒在生活上面应该怎样做。
But this is not my intention to go through the whole list.
但是我这个早上不是想跟大家看完整个的内容。
Otherwise, you won't go home until tonight.
如果不是，你今晚都回不到家了。
So I only have time to draw your attention to 1 Peter.Chapter 2, verse 9.
我只是想跟大家看彼得前书的第二章第九节这句说话。
This is a great compliment of Peter to those Christians, the early Christians scattered over everywhere.
这个是使徒彼得对散落各地的基督徒一个很重要的赞誉。
And this tribute is real.
这个、是一个真实的赞赏。
Is a tribute come out of his own experience in Jesus Christ.
是他在耶稣基督里面一个经历之后的一种的赞赏。
And I want to encourage you to be here in Toronto, stand firm to be the witness of Jesus Christ and all that he has done for you.
我也盼望我们每一个在多伦多这个地方亦都能够在信仰上面站立得稳，是特别为主耶稣基督为我们所做的一切作见证。
So today in that one verse,
在这一节的里面，
And Peter draw for us four wonderful pictures.
使徒彼得为我们画了四幅很美丽的图画。
First,
第一，
You are a chosen people.
你们是一个被拣选的族类。
God said, You are a specially chosen people.
你是上帝特别拣选的。
And this brings us into the relationship between God and His people, Israel.
特别提到我们是在上帝和他的子民以色列民的关系的当中。
Israel was a community of faith chosen and appointed by God.
以色列神的子民是上帝亲自拣选的。
They were chosen, they were appointed not because they were strong, they were big, they were powerful, and they were clever.
他们被拣选的原因不是因为他们强壮，或者他们很威猛，或者他们很有力量，不是，又或者甚至不是他们聪明。
In Deuteronomy chapter 7 verses 7 to 8 we were told that God chose Israel because God loved and God was faithful to his own promise.
上帝在《申命记》第七章七至八节特别提到神拣选以色列是因为他忠于自己的承诺和他的爱。
Let me read you this verse.
让我为大家读出这一节的圣经。
And Deuteronomy 7:7-8.
申命记的第七章七至八节。
The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other people, for you were the fewest of all people.
耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因你们的人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的。
But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath of his swear to his forefathers that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt.
神继续说，他说只因耶和华爱你们，又因要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们脱离埃及法老的手。
Jesus made clear his relationship with his disciple when he told them.
耶稣在他的说话当中亦都宣告他和门徒的关系。
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit.
耶稣在约翰十五章特别提到，不是你拣选我，是我拣选你，我拣选你是叫你去结果子。
So after Peter's own experience with the Lord Jesus, Peter clearly grasps that the reality of each person or each community to be God's chosen people must be built in three important elements.
所以使徒彼得经历过耶稣的同在和带领和他的说话的时间，他就很清楚看见要建造这个群体，要建造每一个信徒都需要建立在三样重要的事情上面。
And he used the most elegant word to describe these three elements.
他特别用三种的图画来形容。
So he said, you have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father.
他说你们被拣选是透过上帝的预见先见。
Through the sanctifying word of the Spirit,
透过圣灵的圣化，或者是分别为圣。
For obedience of Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood.
是透过耶稣基督的信服，同埋是他救赎的宝血。
To Peter, each life of the Christian, God has done great work.
每一个基督徒的生命，上帝已经在我们当中做了奇事。
That's what he's saying to you today, my brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，使徒彼得所讲的亦都是同你同我所讲的。
In your life, God has done great work.
在你的生命里面，上帝已经做了奇事。
So to Peter, Christian cannot live alone.
对使徒彼得来讲，基督徒是不可以单打独斗的。
So we must live in the Christian community.
我们需要在信仰基督徒的群体当中。
Now, Christian community is community and people called out by God to express God's value in this world.
基督徒的群体是什么呢？它是被上帝呼召出来 去表達、去活出神嘅旨意同埋價值嘅一個一班嘅人。
Christian Community TEC displays is Christ-likeness when it is formed by the will or the foreknowledge of God the Father, washed by the cleansing blood of Jesus the Son of God, and empowered by the Holy Spirit the third person in the Godhead.
这个信仰的群体，这个基督徒的群体，多伦多以马内利堂是被上帝呼召出来的，是被圣灵的加力，亦都是透过主耶稣基督宝血的救赎。
Do you realize how valuable you are in the heart of God?
你知不知道你在上帝的心目中是多重要呢？
God the FatherGod the Son and God the Holy Spirit come and touch your life.
上帝圣父、上帝圣子以及上帝圣灵是来到触摸我们每一个人的内心。
Transform you into what you are today.
改变我们成为今天我们是何等样的人。
So we need to constantly remind ourselves that we have done nothing to qualify ourselves to be the chosen people of God.
所以我们必须要不断提醒自己，不是我们做了什么以致我们成为上帝拣选的子民。
We need to always remember we are what we are because God loves us and God touch us.
我们之所以成为今天的自己，是因为上帝爱我们，以及上帝愿意来到亲近触摸我们。
God has chosen us to be his own people.
上帝亲自拣选我们成为他自己的子民。
TEC is a community touched by God, chosen by God to stand firm here in this corner of the world to witness for him.
多伦多以马内利堂，我们这一班的信徒是上帝亲自拣选，是上帝所拯救，亦都是呼召我们在这个地方去为他做见证，站立得稳的一班人。
We have been approved by our Heavenly Father.
我们是上帝蒙悦纳的一群。
We don't need to crave for the approval of any other people.
我们不需要其他人的同意。
Our life is now dedicated to glorify God.
我们的生命被分别出来去荣耀上帝。
So we are the chosen people of God.
我们是被拣选的族类。
Praise God for that.
感谢上主。
Second,
第二，
You are a royal priesthood.
我们是有君尊的祭司。
God has chosen us to become something more than what we are possible.
上帝呼召我们成为我们本来不可能的一个身份。
Many of you laymen will say, I am not a priest.
平信徒，我们都会说自己，我们不是牧者。
Let the priest do all the work.
牧师做晒啦。
Let me just enjoy here every Sunday come and listen to sermon.
咁我礼拜日我翻到嚟，好好享受啊，听下牧师讲道就够啦。
But that sermon is God's word for us.
但系每一次嘅讲道都系上帝对我哋嘅说话。
God in His heart has His word from His heart wanted to say it.
这个是上帝的心想跟我们讲的说话。
We talk about Jesus offering himself as a living sacrifice.
耶稣将自己的生命献上成为活祭。
He called us to be the worshipping community.
他呼召我们成为一个敬拜的群体。
He called us to look at the cross and copy what can be done.
他让我们看见十字架所成就的，亦都叫我们呼吁我们去效法这个的表现。
Don't worry, he won't ask you to go to the cross and nail there.
你当然不需要担心，耶稣没有叫你钉十字架。
Jesus already done it.
耶稣已经做了这样。
But he know each one of us has this heart. When we know Jesus, we want to serve Him, we want to glorify Him.
但耶稣知道我们的内心，当我们认识祂的时候，我们愿意侍奉祂，我们愿意去荣耀耶稣。
On the cross, Jesus draw us into His own palace.
在十字架上面，耶稣呼召我们，带我们来到祂的家里面。
As He sit on the throne, He draw you near His throne.
在祂坐在宝座上面，祂呼吁我们来到祂的前面。
He value you more than anything else.
祂重视我们比一切更加宝贵。
So you must not say that, oh, I'm getting old now, I'm no use anymore.
请你不要说，哎呀，我都老了，没用了。
No old people is no use.
没一个年纪大的人是没用的。
All the old people that know Jesus has been formed by Jesus into the life that can show forth Christ's likeness.
无论乜嘢嘅年纪，你被上帝吸引认识佢嘅时间，你都系一个可以彰显上帝嘅荣耀嘅一个嘅人。
So in this community, it is all not only the priest can do the priestly work.
在这个教会里面，不是只是牧师才可以做祭司的工作。
You also has a share in this priestly work of Christ the King.
你也有这个祭司的工作，是主耶稣基督的一个祭司。
Remember, you are handpicked by God to be His royal priesthood.
你要记住，你是上帝主耶稣亲手拣选去成为他这个君尊的祭司。
I always praise God for this wonderful thought.
我时常为到这个的拣选去感谢神。
The third point.
第三点，
You are the holy nation.
你们是圣洁的国度。
God chooses us for others.
神呼召我们是为了其他人的缘故。
He want to use us to be the mirror that when other people look in can see Jesus.
让我们能够成为好像一个镜子，反照当人们见到我们的时间，反照耶稣基督的荣耀。
When each one of you look at the mirror,
当你望镜的时间，
What do you see?
你看见什么呢？
Your bald head,
是你的光头。
And what else do you see?
你还看见什么呢？
You see the image that God have in you.
你有没有看见上帝的形象在你身上？
So, to be a holy nation is not just to be what you call this recognized by people as morally and ethically correct.
作为圣洁的国度，的意思不是说你道德上比较高水准。
In fact, what the scripture is describing is a people that touched by God, transformed by God, and God's Spirit push you up.Into that image that reflects God's holiness.
圣洁的意思是我们被上帝触摸，我们被上帝改变，圣灵帮助我们去活出一个上帝圣洁的生活。
When we become a Christian,
当我们成为基督徒，
our heart, our mind, our attitude, our will, and our characters, and our life have totally.Be like Jesus.
我们的生活，我们的意念，我们的思想，我们一切所做的事，被上帝，被主耶稣基督触摸，变得似他。
The greatness of a Christian community is in this community, there are hundreds of people who are more and more like Jesus every day.
上帝的教会这个信仰的群体美好的地方是我们有一百多位的弟兄姊妹是每一天反照耶稣基督的形象越来越像他。
Of course, not everyone will be 100% like Jesus.
當然我哋冇一個人係 100% 係好似耶穌一樣。
But when all of us put together, others can look into this community. They say, "Ha, God is in there."
但係當人睇見我哋呢一班人一齊嘅時間，其他人就會話：啊，耶穌係喺佢哋中間。
This is a high calling.
呢個係一個崇高嘅使命。
This is the value that God put in each one of you.
呢個係主耶穌基督將这个重要的价值摆在我们每一个人里面。
Every year I come at least once to TEC.
我每一年都至少来多伦多以马内利堂一次。
It is a long way to come.
来是很久的。
But coming here that I can assure you and encourage you to be more and more like Jesus.
雖然那個旅程是很長，但是我來到這裡是鼓勵大家，去幫助大家去認識耶穌。
So His wonderful grace has transformed you to be a group of people that show forth the holiness of God.
耶穌的恩典改變我們，以致我們可以活出這個聖潔的國度。
The fourth picture.
第四幅圖畫。
You are a people belonging to God.
你們是一班屬神的人。
Christians are people of God, people of God's own possession.
基督徒是屬於上帝的人。
A different translation, I don't know how he handled this. This is going to be difficult. Different translation put this way. You are a people belonging specially to God.
你是专属于上帝的一班人。
Very good. He got it right. Now, in a very special sense,We are God's very special treasure.
你们是上帝所珍惜、所爱惜、专属于上帝的一班人。
Let me read you Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 to 45.
马太福音第十三章第四十四节、四十五节。
The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearl.When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it.
马太福音第十三章四十四、四十五两节，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜地去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
Who is this man and who is this merchant in these two verses of scripture?
在这两节圣经里面，究竟这个人是谁，或者这个买卖的人又是谁呢？
Of course, there are many other people interpret it in this way, differently.
有很多人有不同的解释。
But this morning, I want to apply this to you.
我特别想在这个早上将这两句的说话摆在大家的身上作为应用。
The man and the merchant is Jesus himself.
这个的人，这个买卖珠子的人是耶稣自己。
Now, who is the treasure?
咁呢一個寶貝或者呢一個嘅珠子係邊個呢
？And who is the pearl？
呢個珠子係邊個呢
？In this context, The treasure and the pearl refer to each one of us.
这个的宝物讲的是我们在座当中每一个人。
Jesus found us and bought us with his own precious blood.
耶稣找到我们，耶稣用重价用他的血买赎我们。
So we now belong to him and no more belonging to the world.
从此之后我们就属于耶稣，不再属于这个世界。
We became the favorite object of his affection.
我们成为上帝最看重的一样的东西。
So through Jesus Christ, God revealed his eternal and persistent love for each one of us.
透过主耶稣基督，上帝表达对我们那种永恒的不变的爱。
Christ loved the church and gave himself up for us.
基督爱教会，甚至愿意为教会舍己。
This is the final definition of Ephesians.
这个是以弗所书里面那个的定义。
The intimate belonging is likened to the relationship of marriage.
这个的关系，主和我们的关系就好像婚姻里面的关系一样。
This few days, I see some of you quite senior, but husband and wife lovingly looking at each other and doing things together.
这几天的里面，我见到虽然大家在当中有大年纪的，但是也都有夫妇，也都是一起去互相的欣赏。
And they understand what God's love is.
当你这样做的时候，你就明白上帝的爱是怎样一回事。
They know how to care and love each other.
因为你们懂得彼此的去爱。
So the husband and wife relationship portray our relationship with God and with Jesus.
这个夫妻的关系就好像主耶稣基督和教会的关系。
God chooses us.
上帝选我们。
God calls us.
上帝呼召我们。
God redeems us.
上帝救赎我们。
And God transforms us.
上帝更新我们。
So that we can be the glorious bride of God.
以致我们可以成为一个荣耀的新妇啊，妻子一样。
And so God's primary purpose is to have a very close and intimate relation with us to enable us to receive His full blessing.
上帝愿意同我哋有一个亲密嘅关系，以致我哋可以得到上帝全个嘅祝福。
As you receive the full blessing of God, your heart is so grateful, so your life become a life of thanksgiving.
当你得到上帝呢一个全面嘅祝福嘅时间，你嘅生命被改变，变成一个感谢嘅人生。
Indeed.Some of you may have gone through hard life.
或者在在座当中的弟兄姊妹曾经经过很艰辛的生活。
But God has protected you and God has kept you until now.
上帝保护了你，上帝也都保存了你，以致你到今时今日。
Why did God protect you?
点解上帝要保护你呢？
Why did God keep you until now?
点解上帝要保守你直到如今呢？
Because your work is not finished yet.
因为上帝要俾你嘅工作还未完啊。
So in this context, you have plenty to do.
喺呢一个嘅情况底下，我哋原来仲有好多嘅嘢需要去做。
You need to continue to live.For the purpose that God have kept you,
我哋需要继续活出神保守我哋、保存我哋嘅嗰个嘅目的。
So, my dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊
，In Toronto Emmanuel Church,
喺我哋嘅教会多伦多以马内利堂
，Like to any other Christian church anywhere,
好似喺唔同嘅地方，神嘅教会。
You are indeed a chosen people。
你哋系一班被上帝拣选嘅人。
Salvation is God initiated。
救恩系上帝主动嘅。
And salvation is God centered。
救恩系上帝所差遣出嚟嘅。
We thank God, God has chosen us, you and me.
我哋感谢上帝，因为神拣选咗你，拣选咗我。
You are a royal priesthood.
你哋系一班君尊嘅祭司。
You are called to worship and to serve joyfully and totally the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我哋系被呼召。是去侍奉，是去敬拜这个万王之王万主的主。
You are called to offer sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving by your service and by your life.
你们要透过你们的生命，你们的侍奉，好像感谢为祭的献给神。
You are a holy nation.
你们是一班圣洁的国度。
Because God is present in you.
因为神在你们的里面。
Because the Holy Spirit lives in your heart.
因为圣灵在你内心里面。
Whenever you open your mouth, you know how to praise God.
每一次的开口，你知道怎样去赞美主。
Whatever you do, every day, you know the ultimate doing is to glorify God.God.
每一件事你所做的，你知道最终是要为到荣耀上帝。
You are his special possession.
你是专属上帝的一班人。
He used his life to buy you. He used his blood to cover you. He used all he has come from the throne of glory down to this earth in order to redeem you.
他用他的生命来到拯救我们，他用他的宝血来到覆盖我们，他舒尊降卑，以致我们能够成为他的人。
That's why today as we look at you, we see the likeness of Jesus in you.
所以今天我们彼此的一起的时间，我看见的是好像主耶稣基督的生命一样。
So that our life individually and together can declare one important thing.
无论是个人，无论我们一起整体，我们可以宣告一个很重要的事实。
God has redeemed us from death to life in order to witness for Him in this place.
上帝在死亡当中拯救我们进入生命，以致我们可以在这个地方去荣耀祂。
You are very special.
你是很独特的一个人。
You are the group of people that call in this church.
你是被呼召来到这个教会当中。
To live a life that gives glory to God.
活出一个荣耀上帝的生命。
To help a life that come to find Jesus.
去帮助其他人去找到耶稣。
When you can do this, the rest are small details.
如果你可以做到这样东西，其他所有都是很简单。
So may all of us, you and me, together, let us declare the praises of our God who called us out of darkness,into His wonderful light.
所以我盼望我们大家一起可以宣扬那个召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者他的美德。
May God bless you.
愿上帝赐福与各人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.